Health Made Easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
This is interesting. Did you know that postpartum depression is the most common complication of childbirth? You wouldn't even think about that, but how do you recognize and treat postpartum depression? My guest today is Dr. Shoshana Bennett, or Dr. Shosha. She's referred to by her clients as a clinical psychologist and one of the nation's foremost experts on postpartum depression. Dr. Bennett, welcome to the show. So, postpartum depression, how do we recognize it? Because when I had my babies, you feel a little blue, the anticipation, which I like the best anyway. But then you've got this baby, you feel nervous and worried. But how do you recognize when it's truly something that needs treatment?
Well, it won't just feel like a little blue, I promise. It's you really feel like you've lost yourself. Baby blues is normal. 80% of women experience some mild ups and downs and stresses, and certainly, you know, just having a baby without a clinical depression is tough enough, right? But baby blues should be gone by about 2 weeks following delivery. So it's mild, and the duration is short. Postpartum depression is very, very different. The severity of the symptoms get in the way of the mom's daily functioning or her ability to sleep at night, even when she gets a chance to sleep, when her baby's sleeping. So if the anxiety, if the lack of energy, if the frequent crying or sleeping problems or low self-esteem, like a mom putting herself down a lot, certainly hopelessness, overwhelm, things that used to feel easy for her, are suddenly everything's too difficult. Appetite problems, usually a loss of appetite, sometimes a lot of irritability and anger for no particular reason. If those types of symptoms are severe enough that it really disturbs her day and she's feeling like a shell of her old self, she doesn't feel like herself anymore, she feels like she's lost herself, she shouldn't wait, even if it happens immediately following delivery, you know, overlapping the first couple of weeks, like during the baby blues period. She should not wait. She should get help with a specialized practitioner, somebody who really knows this particular field.
Now, I agree with you completely, and I feel so bad for mothers when they're going through this. What about postpartum panic disorder? Because that could affect 10% of new mothers, and that's the extreme anxiety. I think I have that, and my kids are 12 and 15. But I just worry. I worry about them, and I can only imagine women going through this worrying about new little babies.
Absolutely. And you know, there are 6 perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. So that's a mouthful. We talk about postpartum depression the most because it's the most common, 15 to 20% of new mothers. We're talking at least 1 in 7 experience something more than the baby blues. Postpartum panic can certainly overlap with postpartum depression. The only one that we really set aside as its own separate thing is postpartum psychosis. Like when you see a really scary, you know, media announcement about mom hurting baby or even killing baby, almost always it's a situation of the medical emergency called postpartum psychosis. That's much rarer. It happens maybe to 1 in 1,000. It's very real, but it shouldn't be confused with the more common postpartum depression.
Okay, so what treatments you said to find somebody who's qualified, and
that's right.
What treatments are available? Is this medication, behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy? What are you doing for people when they're suffering from this?
You know, there's no cookie-cutter approach here. For each woman who contacts me, and I work with women all over the world in a virtual manner, webcam and phone, each woman has her own, you know, own set of factors going on, her own kind of stressors affecting her, her own chemistry. You know, we're all different. Certainly, there's a wellness strategy that every new mom should have, regardless of whether they're suffering. I mean, they should certainly have emotional support, somebody real to talk to, somebody non-judgmental. They should have physical support so women can take care of themselves and they don't get lost in the shuffle and get depleted. Great nutrition, including with omega-3 fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids. I use Nordic Naturals because it's completely pure. I know a lot of pregnant women and nursing women especially get worried about the mercury, so you don't with Nordic Naturals. It's good. You definitely want some kind of exercise. Even if you're in bed and you're recovering, you want to do some kind of breathing, even that oxygenates your brain. If you're suffering, definitely you want to be working, ideally with a psychotherapist, a PhD, you know, a psychologist or a marriage and family therapist, someone who truly has gotten training, good training, and has clinical expertise in helping with these specific disorders. If you need medication, many women do not, but if you truly do, that's exactly what you should do. You need to do whatever you have to do in order to regain yourself, in order to be the happy person you deserve to be and be able to be the mommy you want to be. The best doctors in the world, honestly, what they'll tell their patients is, I'm ready to prescribe you something if you truly need it, but get a complete assessment first. You know, call Dr. Shosh, call one of my colleagues, and see what you truly need. And often, frankly, women don't need the medication. Once we get rid of the myths of motherhood, like this is supposed to be easy, this is, you know, my needs shouldn't matter anymore, it's all about the baby, breastfeeding should be simple, you know, this should be the happiest time in my life, instead of the truth, this is boot camp, right, when a baby first comes home. Sometimes just setting up that basic wellness strategy with the components I mentioned and discarding the myths of motherhood, and she's off and running.
Absolutely. Now, what about some alternatives? You mentioned exercise and nutrition. People sometimes look to supplements to help with anxiety disorders and postpartum things and, you know, just generalized feelings and mood enhancements. What do you recommend?
You know, I mentioned omega-3s because I absolutely, I'm such a believer in them. I'm not an MD, of course. I wouldn't tell anybody to take them, but I educate them. And I say, go ask your doctor if this is okay, and chances are it is. Folic acid is very, very important. It's usually in the prenatal vitamin because it's great for the babies and preventing all kinds of problems. But again, with the omega-3s, you're going to provide not only nerve support for pregnant and new mothers, but also mood support. And, you know, we've got studies that say that women who consume larger amounts of fish or have the fish supplements suffer half the rate of postpartum depression. D3, also very, very important. And if we're deficient, there's a correlation between depression, including postpartum depression, and a deficiency in D3. Nibbling the right kinds of protein throughout the day can keep your blood sugar even in your moods more stable. Making sure you're very well hydrated with water can help to alleviate anxiety. You know, all of these things, we could do a whole show just on nutrition if you're ever
interested. Absolutely could, because it's it's such an interesting topic as well. But Dr. Shosh, you're executive producer for a new documentary, Dark Side of the Full Moon. Tell us about that. We only have about a minute and a half left, so tell us about it, how people can see it.
They can go to Dark Side of the Full Moon, all spelled out, darksideofthefullmoon.com. They can see the trailer and see where it's playing around the country. I'm proud of this film. It's shocking stories, moving stories are depicted, told by the women themselves, and it's really helped to propel the movement of maternal mental health forward. And I would be so happy to hear from your listeners if they contact me through drshosh.com, drshosh.com. All my books are there, free information. There's the information on the app, PPD Gone, which is free for anybody to download, and information about the film. They can contact me very, very easily through my site, and I'll get right back to them.
Well, that's great information, too. And what an interesting documentary to talk to women who have gone through this and see what their stories are and how they came out on the other end. Because, of course, women that are suffering might be more subject to child abuse as well.
It can lead to all kinds of problems.
It can, and I think that it's such a sad situation because this is supposed to be the happiest time of your life, and if you're suffering from postpartum depression, then it's a real scary time of your life. So thanks so much, Dr. Shosh, and thank you for listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.